searching for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Well, welcome everyone to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. Well, here's that good old question. How do light workers get past the statement, I can't charge for helping others? And how do healers even package and brand their gifts? Because that's a tricky one. We have to really put ourselves out there. And then how do we bring soul into business? This is such a tough one, but it doesn't have to be. The mindset around our heart centers needs to be aligned. And this is where worth comes up. And it's also where Abby, creator of One Soul Expo, is about to share a few of her critical steps in bridging spirituality with business and helping us to become aligned. I just want to share with all of you listening right now that it was literally less than a second that I decided to have Abby as a guest. Like, there just wasn't even a question. And the immediate connection that I felt, and just this desire to join the family that she's creating, like, which is absolutely global and incredible. But when the idea, it just came out, we're just sitting having a little chat, and then out of the blue, it was like, oh my gosh, you should MC at the One Soul Expo in Boise, Idaho. Now, all of you listeners know how much I actually don't even like leaving for more than 5 hours from my kitty cats at home, but I actually said yes in just one less than a heartbeat. And this is me traveling, you know, for 4 days and just getting to be there because it's going to be so exciting. And I'll tell you why, because Abby really truly does bridge that gap between spirituality and business. And I know there are so many light workers and healers that struggle with this and often don't even get to follow their hearts because they just don't know how to do this. So I want to read a little bit about Abby Aguilera. I love saying that, but it's a little bit tricky. just so that you can all fall in love with her even before she shares all of her beautifulness. But Abby is a gifted healer, for absolute true, intuitive, and she's also a transformational, motivational speaker who started her journey into self-help back in 1998, which doesn't seem that far away now, when she first became a peer counselor. Well, to this day, her passion and life's mission, as she calls it, have guided her to learn many healing techniques. And as she continues to inspire the lives of many, she has been featured in her work and everything. She and her work have been featured in national TV, blogs, podcasts, radio, Univision radio, and magazines. She is committed to helping those who are gifted or on a mission to help others or even the world by helping them get ready. That's a big one. She helps them get ready. She helps them unite, and she helps them to work together towards a common goal. That's one of my favorite statements to ever say. She continues to touch the world around her with love and compassion and with quantum healing therapies, inspirational writing, and many other healing techniques. We absolutely welcome Abby. Hello, Abby.
Hi, Lisa. What a pleasure to be on your show. I'm so happy and grateful for you. And for even saying yes without hesitation to be part of the One Soul Expo, to be part, which is a project we'll talk about later. But I just want to say thank you.
Aw, and thank you. And I guess that's a big thing out there, even for people to listening can even think about. When we say yes, when it feels right and you know it, to say yes without fear, to fearlessly say yes. And that's something that you've recognized some challenges and ease in all of these things. But I just to start this off, because we're really talking about bridging, it goes beyond that, but bridging spirituality with business, like those two words seem so, you know, polar opposite, but yet they're not.
They're not, Lisa, because one of the things that I encounter as an intuitive, and mind you, I was born with gifts. I see and feel things differently since I have any kind of consciousness, being here in this lifetime. And as a giver, because I've always been a giver, and most of the very gifted people are givers, It's very hard to learn to receive. So as I continue taking and taking more and more certifications and classes and preparing myself, I noticed that it was very hard for me in my beginnings and connecting with all this, you know, being connected with all the spiritual community. I noticed it was very hard for them also. They're very gifted. Some of them are very introverted. To put themselves out there. I was like, well, I have all these gifts, but what do I do with them? How do I brand them? How do I make it fair and how, and this is one for all my beautiful healers out there. How do I not let others take advantage of me?
Yes.
When people, and let me just tell you, takers are excellent profilers of givers, you know. So when we, and as givers, as healers, we're not balanced in receiving, we're going to be attracting a lot of takers. So, but they have a mission. They also have a purpose in their life, which is,
yeah,
poking us so that we wake up and say, I am worthy of receiving, and so that we can attain balance. And that's when it gets beautiful. So yes, I after having all of my lessons in that department and all of this desire to make it work, I dove into the business world. And then I learned so many tools. And then I realized, I was like, wait a minute, these two worlds need each other, because the healers, you know, many of the very gifted ones are penniless. They need money, you know, and they don't know how to make it, but they are so gifted. They have tons of tools. And then the business world, it's great, and they have great branding techniques, but sometimes it's just about the money, and they have a lot of money, and they're not happy, or they're not fulfilled. They have forgotten about, you know, fulfillment, joy, living in the moment. And I thought, these two need each other. They need to help each other. They need to connect. I need to bridge that gap. I need to bring soul back into the business and branding for the healers so that they could learn how to brand their gift, how to make it organic, how to put themselves out there. And I had this huge desire of providing that platform that will bridge them both and give both of them the tools that they needed for happiness and for branding.
I love, just doesn't everybody just want to put their hand up and say, I want to talk to Abby? No. You know, I love that you just use the word enrich. That, like, that's just such a perfect word, because if you think of the word enriched, that sounds very spiritual and comforting and loving and safe, but it has the word rich in there, like money. So I think actually that's a fantastic word just to start. But when you, I have a huge question. Actually, I don't even know this about you, so this is going to be fun for me. When you mentioned right away that you knew you had gifts before you had consciousness, you knew that there was a spiritual side, that you had these gifts. What are those gifts? And then I'm going to jump, because I know you have them. Did you know that you would be able to, let's call it, make a living or become abundant by using the gifts? So two parts there, sorry.
Well, no. Oh, no. Well, that's an interesting question. So I'll answer the first one, which is the gifts. I feel deeply in a way in which I can connect with the bodies of the people that are around me or their energies. I know if somebody is having a broken heart, or I just feel it in my body, I can see their aura, their colors, their emotions sometimes. Not everybody, not every person. It's like basically if I connect with them, sometimes accidentally I connect into somebody and I'm like, oh, oops, this person is feeling this way. You know, because I just accidentally tapped into it, because it does happen. And I also have prophetic dreams. I often get messages for people. Like, I could be, let's say, at a restaurant, and all of a sudden somebody who sat next to me, I just have this pull to say something, and it's so strong, it's very hard to avoid it. And, you know, if I can, I look for the opportunity, and I just say, listen, I just have this message for you, and I give it, and they're like, oh, my God, I was praying, and I really needed that answer. And I just, you know, I feel, and I will say this on air, people have asked me, are you an independent worker? Are you self-employed? Are you this and that? It's like, actually, truly, what I feel that I am is I'm a social worker for God and the universe. I think that it would be an illusion from me to say I work for myself, because I have seen over and over that just I'm being placed in places or given tasks that help people. And I feel like it's the same for those who are here to help. So that would be one. And then the other question, obviously I also heal. I do have healing abilities. I heal with my hands. I know Reiki, Qigong, but independently, I mean, I just have that healing touch. I also do animal healing, but I don't necessarily focus on that. Past life regression, which I've done tons, like hundreds of past life regressions with quantum healing, which heals people by remembering living in other times. I had, and I will mention this briefly, a client who, after talking for over 2 minutes, she will have the sensation that she was choking and she couldn't talk anymore, and she wanted to be a teacher, has studied to be a teacher, and she said it became a problem, and she had been living with this for over 30 years. She said that even reading a story for her children was hard because she will have to stop until the feeling of chokiness will go away. So we did a past life regression, and during that past life regression, she remembered dying by choking on her previous life. She was talking, she was ingesting something, and she choked, and she choked up and she died. So we went to that lifetime, we remember that lifetime, we offered healing, we also did healing with my hands on her throat. And when she was brought back from her regression, you know, she said, "Well, I'm very excited. I hope this works." And, you know, me too. I was hoping for that too. And she left. And later on, I got this letter saying that after that one session, it had stopped and I was thrilled. But then I visited the quantum healing family for another training. Like, I think it was like 3 years after that.
Oh, wow.
And I ran into her and she was there, and she had become a quantum healer, past life regressionist herself.
Oh my God.
She said, I know, she said that it made such an impact that one session changed what happened to her for 30 years, over 30 years, that she wanted to give that gift to others as well. And she was very thankful. So that this is one of the testimonies. It's things that, these things we do, these things, the gifts are pathways, there are conduits just to help people heal, move forward, do what they're meant to do. And the gifts that I feel I have, some of them are like writing and different things. It's just, for me, it's just a tool to help others. And moving from that, you asked that besides using my gifts, if I was able to make money, right?
Right. But I do want to say before, you know what, I just want to highlight that what you said about when people say, oh, are you an entrepreneur, self-employed, you work for yourself? You know what's really neat about that? I used to always think that felt very empowering, right? And like, oh, I don't have to work for somebody else. I'm not a slave. I can make my own choices. But the way you just worded it, I felt it through my body, how it kind of almost felt alone and hard and isolated. And I love that you just said you felt that you work for God and the universe and source, and that you are being placed to the, that is the most beautiful. I've never heard something so uniting as that. And I want to really share that, because that you just actually shifted my thinking about that.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? You said something right now that I think needs to be shared, because you said it's a feeling of being alone. And that's another thing. When we see how many people are taking themselves out of the planet, I feel so compelled, Lisa, to say that one of the number one things that guided me and gave me the inspiration for this venture, for uniting the healers, it was that I thought, we don't have to be doing this all by ourselves. We don't have to be fending for ourselves out there. What if we just get together? What if we unite forces and we help each other, network, support, and maybe include each other in certain projects or have a common goal? It's like, we don't have to be so separated. And if we just start looking at each other, at the things that we can relate to, rather the things that make us different. You know, I think that the world can change if we just connect more deeply with those around us. And I think it could make a significant difference, because I just imagine that we could live in a world where we feel more connected, and that connection inspires others to connect as well. And because they are connected, they don't feel that loneliness that may mm-hmm. make them make, you know, it, mm-hmm. make other decisions that are not so healthy.
That's right. Lonely is the worst thing. And you know, and I think that's why I'm this topic specifically that we've chosen about that bridging spirituality and business, because a lot of people, they want to unite, they want to connect, they want to do what they do, but then they think, how am I going to make a paycheck? How am I going to do this? And so that's why, we still have 2 minutes before commercial, so that's good. But if I can ask this honestly, like, are you making a living? Are you supporting yourself with your gifts?
Well, now I am, but I have to say it took me a long time to figure it out. And that's why I think through my own hurdles and struggles, because I made money with other things, you know, you asked that mm-hmm. before, I did make money. And but it got to the point to where I was holding titles and hiding my gifts. You know, I wasn't being the full expression. I felt truly, and I can say this, is that I was intuitive in the closet for many years, even through when I was doing other types of counseling or help. I will go around the bush 300 times to give a message just so that I wouldn't say necessarily, I'm channeling this message for you, or I got this message for you. And it got to a point to where that outfit, that suit got so uncomfortable. And yes, the first, you know, that I had to step out of it. And I had to say, I am really ready to live the full expression of who I am, and for people to be exposed to it. And I know some may not like it, some will embrace it, but I was done not living my truth. You know, it that path gets old really quickly. And if anybody is listening and they are unfulfilled and they're making money, but they're not happy, and there's something else, there's another passion being birthed within them, or it's something that they've always hidden that is beautiful, even if it's fearful, share it with the world, because the world needs more.
And on that, because of the commercial, we just have to put them in there. We'll be right back to continue how you can step out of that uncomfy outfit into the nice one that you love.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us right now. We are here with Abby Aguilera, and you can find her on Facebook super easily. It's ABBY, spelling the last name is Aguilera. And if you just can't remember all that one, just go to Lisa Berry, Berry. You can track her down there. But Abby is here sharing with us. I love what she just said before, saying she was holding titles and hiding her gifts. Like,
That is just such a cool little title. You should write an article named that. But and I think that's what a lot of us are have done or are still doing or will continue to do, as you had mentioned. But the OneSoul Expo, which you have created, and this is where I want to jump into this, because OneSoul Expo is actually an event that you have already run. You hosted one last year, and I can only imagine, like, this was your first time, and like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I'm taking on this endeavor, and now you're doing it again this year. And so you've definitely, there's been some challenges and some supportive, amazing stuff. And when did you know how to bridge the gap between spirituality and business before taking on doing the expo, or did you learn because of it?
Well, I've been learning because of it. I have to say, no, in a way, I did know how. It's like I don't want to take all the credit, because a lot of it, I felt like I was being given these tools. I even have to tell you that a year before I created it, I started having like this random thoughts. So this is all for all those who are listening. They're not random. I kept on hearing different words like a platform for healers, a platform for speakers, a platform to get branding tools. And I kept on attending this, you know, and I've met Jack Canfield, who I graduated from. He's actually endorsed me in a public video. I've met Raymond Aron, and I went to all this. Jack Canfield is the author of The Chicken Soup of the Soul, for those who, and The Success Principles. I'm a trained teacher and trainer for The Success Principles. And I took all the certifications, and the thing, the recurring thing, was like unifying, oneness, bringing everybody together. It's like, if you think about it, I had this money to put in something, and I didn't want to put it into the Abby Aguilera show, you know?
Yes.
I wanted, what was coming to me was the branding and the spirituality. And the more I went into this different world, the world of spirituality, I will go and do my own thing, and then the business to learn the tools. I just had one moment when that little light bulb went on, and many things I didn't know. I didn't know about the obstacles. I didn't know about many different things that we discover when we go on the path. And I,
she's back on the air here. You're now, I don't know what dropped there, but anyways, it was just, you know what? You're just so powerful and have all this energy. I think the phone couldn't handle you. And so, okay, let's jump back into that expo and learning and all the achieving and not random. That's where we kind of left you there. So they're not random thoughts. And yes, please continue. I'm so sorry.
Absolutely. And this is how intuition comes. That's how we need to start paying attention. When you're thinking about pears, and all of a sudden the thought of bananas comes, and it becomes a couple of things. I'm just giving a silly example, but really, when you have this continuous, you know, random thought that keeps coming, then if it's been, you know, often, remember, it's not random. And even sometimes it's a three-time thing, but you have to become aware and present and say, why is this coming to me? And what can I do with that? And it is scary, because many people don't know, and because I can appear a little extroverted or more extroverted now, but I was an introvert. And for me, the biggest thing was putting myself out there and facing the exposure. And I had already come out with my gifts. It's when I heard this voice saying, it's time to go and take your position, I was like, what do you mean? I already became the hypnotherapist. I already became the healer. What do you mean my position, you know? And I was meant to guide this pathway and lead the pathway to create the platform for all of those who needed it. It was a bigger project than just putting myself out there or giving myself the tools for branding. It was getting them out. And the more I talk to healers, the more healers come into the practice, and I see so many people that have tons of certifications, and they don't even have a bio or a website. And I have a person who's written so many books, and it's the first time, for example, this year on the in Boise, that he's taking the stand and putting himself in this beautiful light.
Aww.
And surrounding himself. It's like, I'm just happy. It's like, yes, you go. You know, I'm glad that you're taking the next step, because those who, for example, join, they are going to get so many tools. They're going to get help with even making sometimes their bio. They're going to get this incredible platform in which they are going to be getting a video right off the bat to be able to put on their website. They're going to be promoted as speakers. You know, it just comes with so many different things.
Because you're live streaming this event. You've actually got this live. Like, that's a huge endeavor. Like, you've not only pulled this together with hundreds of people, but and keynote speakers and healing concerts, but I think the live streaming it is huge, because that is something, first of all, not everybody can make it. I mean, I'm just so happy I can, but many people can't, but then they can. And you're right, when a healer or any like light worker, speaker, writer, author, singer, they do this, they'll have a tool. And we do need to get, this is what you were talking about, branding your gift.
Yes, it's definitely giving the tools. And I do want to say about the live streaming, I was very happy to have made the connection with Neil Garr, because I do want to credit Neil.
Hmm.
Neil is the creator and the founder of Portal to Ascension, which is a live streaming company. They usually, and they hired me, actually Neil hired me a couple of years ago to be one of his presenters talking about past life regression. And he said yes, just like you. We joined ventures, and he's going to be handling the live streaming this year for the expo. And that is going to give us also not just the opportunity to open the expo to people that are not living in the country or not living in the state, but also for all of the speakers that are going to be participating and giving a presentation, they are going to get their video fully recorded after the expo to use on their own branding, for their own branding, on their websites, and we are giving it with full rights for them so that they can just use it. Because
amazing.
The truth is, we just want people to be successful. So it's
that
a great
amazing.
Thing. And it wouldn't be possible without Neil, so thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Neil. I can't wait to meet him. I'm sure he'll be there, obviously, doing this. With the, I want to say that full rights, that word makes me feel so good. You know, that's like a worthy word right there, because there's a lot of times we do things and we don't have full rights. And I think that's coming strong for me, that because there's like a lot of things that you think you'd like to do, but then you're like, oh, wait a second. You know, I have chapters in anthology books that I don't have the full rights to until, you know, it becomes a certain time or whatnot. And it's very limiting. And you think, oh, you know, and that is, let's face it, that's a business, that's a stream of income that could potentially be something for somebody, whether it's an introduction to you, the person listening, doing this, or just a product to be able to sell. So I'm glad that you highlighted that and spoke about that. Now, you yourself, you don't quite have the book out yet, but it's coming. You're writing a book right now, aren't you?
Yes, it's so exciting, and this book is a book that it's meant to help inspire and guide those who are also intuitive, those who feel they're here on a big mission and they don't know how to get started. It shares a lot of tools, a lot of insights, but it also shares a little bit about me, and I hope to sort of like remind all of the healers out there, and if some of them are listening right now, that the path of the healer, the path of those who come here to do something big, is not easy. Mm-hmm. And it comes with challenges. It comes with things that happen from childhood, and we have to learn how to overcome them. The first path we walk is the path of the orphan. We come and feel like we can't connect to many, or people don't understand who we are or what we are about, because we just really have a different vibration. Most of the true healers are just here kind of like with love for humanity from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is we later walk the path of the wounded healer, and we need to learn how to heal that and connect and reach out. So many, many things are there, but there are also so many tools for success, for inspiration. I'm going to be sharing a few free audios for people that are interested once they get the book into healing themselves, just for free, for them to have, for example, a motivational or inspirational audio or something to reframe their mind or help them to step out of their fear. So it's just a beautiful book that will inspire and rekindle that light within that says, yes,
this path is lonely.
Right. And to say, yes, this path is lonely, but you're not alone. Anyways.
Oh, I love that. Again, there's the light and the I love the record. No, it's you actually go in that, and that book sounds incredible. And I love that. Kind of sounds scary when you think, gosh, we come here and we first walk as orphans, and then we're the wounded healers. Like, oh, why would we sign up for this? but there's such beauty even in those roles and archetypes and phases as we go through. And there really is the beauty in every step. But here's an interesting thing. So you and I had a little chat before, and there was some critical. I don't want to say techniques, but critical steps that you've learned. We spoke about two of them. I definitely want to touch on them because these are the things that I think people are going to come up across. And so you've kind of, as you're doing the expo and you're getting it ready, you now understand there's, give us one thing that you've learned from doing this that you think this is a critical thing that people must know if they're going to take on doing something like an expo or a workshop or something.
There are two main things that I want everybody to pay attention to. Before you get started, before you start anything, and I have, this is my main rule even for connecting with people, even whether it's a friendship, romantic, business, whatever it is, always make sure that your why is super powerful, authentic, and from the heart. Because when you walk around with your why being strong, when the obstacles show up, when the little miscommunication or misunderstandings, whatever it is, or budget problem situations, if your why is strong and powerful enough, it will overcome those challenges. It's going to be you, but because of your why. If that is not aligned with who you are, with your path, with your truth, if it's not heart-centered, it's going to crumble. So that will be like the number one thing when you're going to start something. Make sure it's authentic. And you really feel it, like it makes you literally get goosebumps and vibrate from deep within, then that's it. It has legs because it's going to be supported by the universe. You start your true path and endeavor. So that's the number one. Then number two.
Oh, wait, we can't jump into number two yet because I have a burning question. What is your why that keeps you through? Because I know you've come across some tricky situations.
My why. I think my why is just that I have a big desire to not just make or see people happy, but I want to see people thriving, and I want to see this group of healers connected. It's almost like I have an aching desire that comes from a very good, yummy place to see them shine and succeed. I'm the kind of person that when I see somebody happy and fulfilled, I get all fussy. So I have seen them walk the hard path. I have myself walked the hard path. And for me to be able to bring this together and support the companies that are making the difference in the world, the healers, the speakers, for me to see them shine and move forward to the next level, to not see them unstuck anymore, that is going to just fulfill me in so many ways. It has fulfilled me already, but I now want to see it in a more massive way. You know,
your why makes me think of moms, like mothers, when they have a child and they know, obviously they're at home and they can see that child really excel in that safety and loving, nurturing environment at home. But then when they step out and they're on the playground and then suddenly their little child isn't connecting with the other kids, or they're not excelling at different things, that they're like, no, but I know this child, I know my child can do this. And they just want to do everything they can to have that child experience it out in the world and brand their gift even as a child. So I feel like your why is like a mom why.
It's so funny you said that. I've been told that I'm like a mom in a way. It's like my nature. I just want to nurture, and I see the gifts of people because I have that ability. It's one of my gifts, is that I see their gifts, and sometimes they don't see it. So it's almost like to say, oh, did you notice that you have that? It's so amazing and beautiful about you. And bring it into the awareness. But not now, it's more expansive, because for those who already know their gift or are already on the path and they have been doing the work, And they're like, well, now what? You know, how do I market it, or how do I put myself out there, or how do I go to the next level? I've been speaking for 5 years and I've never been hired as a keynote speaker. Well, this is the way, this is the place to come for sure.
Yes. And I want to expand that because I want the why to really sit in with people. So we're, I'm just going to take a minute to talk about this. We still have a few minutes before commercial and I don't want to forget them. But when somebody really acknowledges and knows their gift, okay, let's imagine them. If you're out there listening, you know you're a light worker, but you're not working it, and you know you're a healer, but you're not healing. If you haven't discovered your why or gone deep enough into the why, I believe, and Abby, if you might have some input on this, I believe that it's a calling, so you can't deny it, but because you don't recognize the why, all those obstacles you spoke about, you brought up, even about budget, money, other people, what will they think of me, what happens if I fail, those actually will hold you down, and then you could become depressed, angry, hurt, sad, ill. And so is it fair to say in 1 minute that somebody who doesn't found their why or the strong enough why to keep them going, that's what they might be going through?
Absolutely. They're experiencing what we call the ebb, which is the yucky, the not so happy feeling. Mm-hmm. And I will just say, if even attend spiritual seminars or places where other people with the high vibration gather, get inspired, mm-hmm. read books, find your why, you know, it's very important. Don't stay there.
Okay, that was perfect. And then as we do go into commercial, that's actually interesting. The ebb and flow of things, we hear that all the time. The ebb is like that pullback. It's the yucky part. It's so I love that you just said that. That's a great tip. Everybody, if you are feeling that, I know those negative kind of squishy pullback emotions, just be around other people who have recognized it. Even if it's a little step up, it's a little bit higher vibration, a little bit of healing. Doesn't have to be crazy or in a full week retreat. It could just be listening to maybe one of, you know, Abby's audios when you come out with that. We'll be sure to put the link on that as well if you haven't already gone to Abby's Facebook page. So we'll be back right after the commercials for more that other second technique.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg roll showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Oh, goodness. I just feel like I'm backstage ready to get on stage, and I've got my mom with me gearing me up and going, you can do it. We're here with Abby Aguilera, and she is just absolutely wonderful. She's the creator of One Soul Expo. She's sharing with us how to bridge the gap between spirituality and business, and in such a loving, oh, my goodness, authentic way. And the first the first technique was already awesome because, you know what, when you actually said, you know, about, oh, your why, and I thought, oh, I know my why, but then I really thought about it. My gosh, do I really know my why, or do I just feel my why? So that is such an amazing first step to even get to, and I think people should spend some time on it, not just be like, oh, I need money. Oh, it makes me happy. You know, like go a little deeper with it.
Right, and it has to be heart-centered, and it's one of the things I do want to say to the listeners is I want you all to be very present to this one, pay attention. Doubt yourself, doubt. If I can tell you something and send you with something is to believe in yourself, to help you believe in yourself, to remember that you incarnated in this lifetime for a reason. You're not here just to get married and make money and die. You're not going to be able to take your position. It has to be bigger and greater than that. You are here for something more magnificent. And whatever it is that you haven't stepped into, whatever it is that you're hiding and holding so tightly to, and you don't want to share it because what if they reject you? You know, the biggest fear we ever have is the one to be exposed for who we really are, because then if they reject us, if people reject us, what does that say? Does that say that we're not worthy of love or recognition? So whatever it is that you are holding on to, bring it out. The world needs to hear it, whether it is your voice, whether it is your talent of writing, whether it is starting a nonprofit organization. Make sure that you unite with other people, that you look at the aspects of how to make money. There is even making money. There is abundance to that. And why do I bring it up? It's because even if we're leaving our passions, we have bills to pay. And I've never gotten a mortgage payment that said, we understand you're gifting your gift so well. So here it is, 50% discount. You know, I've never gotten it.
now I want to have a mortgage company just so I can mail out and put at the bottom of the thing. So you understand your gift. Thank you.
And exactly.
That kind of leads into your number two. Actually, I love that you. That was perfect segue. But so share with us your number two technique, or critical technique learning lesson.
Something I learned that was critical was creating the partnership, the alliances, the connections of who can help. When I started the venture of the One Soul Expo, I felt like, oh, I got this, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I knew I was going to do it for others. But when it got super hard and I started having obstacles, and I was putting even sometimes sitting in front of my computer talking to people for about 14 hours per day, and it became overwhelming because I also have two children, and it just was like, okay, my practice, my clients, it was too much. And then I heard this loving voice, which I'm sure many of you hear sometimes, that said, yes, I said you were the one for this task and that you were meant to do it, but I never said alone. I never said only you. So it guided me to seek the assistance, the help. I landed on that a little later in the project, but if I can give you something, you the listener, you do not have to do this alone. You are not alone. Think of all the connections you've made. Think of if you need somebody to create content, somebody to help you with marketing, somebody to help you with whatever. And if you have a small budget, you can do it too. Just think of who can be of support. Before you get started, write it down. Really think of all the things that could go wrong. And if you were, because sometimes we don't think about those things, like what if I were to be sick and not be able to post for one day, or my computer, both of my computers died and broke the same month. It was like, what? How does this shouldn't happen? My backup computer and the regular computer. So think of all those little, smaller, like if I were to do this and my computer, it breaks, who can help? Don't think it of, and don't come from fear, just from solution-seeking, you know, from the solution-seeking mind, and it will make everything easier. Obviously, we can't think of everything. There will be things that will arise that are a little tricky, but having a little bit of a backup plan that has been thought out before helps. Why? Because when the problem happens, we may become a little overwhelmed, and it's harder to think then. Mm. So thinking before, when we have clarity, is a plus.
That is so true. And I have to highlight this for people, because as a nutritionist, people, you know, they usually come when they're already, you know, they've gained all the weight, or they're sick, or they're not feeling well. And then it's very difficult for me to get them to start planning ahead. You really want to, like, you know, prepare your meals ahead of time before you get hungry, that kind of a thing. But I wanted to, and first of all, oh my goodness, you have my complete sympathy about the computers. You actually, I felt sick there for a minute when I heard both your backup and your regular one. Oh my gosh. But you know, and this is, you just made me think of this just this morning. Like, this is, so I've run Dating Your Diet for forever, like just for a long time. And I never planned properly to get, you know, my website up. And then I finally did, but then it did something and stuff. So all of a sudden this morning I said, I have help out there. I'm just going to reach out. I mean, the worst can happen if somebody says no, or this or that, or maybe it's too expensive for me to do something. But I reached out specifically about the Dating Your Diet website. And Abby, do you know, I couldn't even imagine this. The email came back, the response came back so quickly. Like, I feel like I won the lottery, and they just said, oh, no, we can actually do that for you for free because you've been a client for this long and da-da-da. And I went, what? Oh, my God.
Wow.
And we just kind of lifted, like, are you kidding me? And then I kind of went, look how fast that was. Like, this problem that was been in my head and heart, and I've been stressing about it and just feeling like a little bit of a failure, like, why haven't I done this? So it's just, I couldn't have imagined, but I just put it out there. I was willing to. There's that willingness again. So, and I think that when you're saying about make a plan, try to think of what could, you know, what could happen, but not out of fear, like that you said that, like out of solution, you know, based. And it's very shocking because sometimes even when we place the awareness of it, it shows up just before we even need it.
Yes. And also I want to highlight something, learning to ask. I do this a lot in my workshops now, and it's not my thing. I have to say, this was something that was taught to me by one of my mentors, Jack Canfield, and I didn't even realize that I didn't know how to ask. I knew how to give all the time, but I didn't know how to ask for myself. I will give something and be quiet when I needed something, and it was frustrating me because I didn't know how what to do about it to overcome that. And Jack, he put me on the spot, and he's like, ask me for anything, you know, ask right now, and to ask Jack for something. And I remember I was trembling like a little chihuahua, you know, in front of him. I'm not kidding. And it was amazing. That's the opportunity that got me to speak on stage with him, well, to go on stage with him. And I actually sang on stage, because I also sing. That's one of my gifts, and I will share that in the future. But I said, can I come and give a speech on stage, and can I sing? And he said yes. And then that got me to something else. People, we don't ask because we're afraid, not that people will say no, but that people will say yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's so true. Oh, wow. Yes.
Exactly. When he said yes, then I was like, oh, no, now I have to go sing and speak.
Yes. Oh, I have to.
And it was amazing.
That is so, oh my gosh, did you have to get that recorded and share that? Well, now do you comfortably sing on stage? Is that something comfortable to you?
You know, I'm getting more and more, actually have songs that I've written, and they're songs about oneness and love and awareness. Okay. And this year at One Soul Expo, I may just share what I haven't recorded yet, but I will love to share that. And actually, I have planned and set it up for myself that I will. So I'm going to say it on air. Yes, I will sing. There will be other musicians and sound healers, but I will sing because I know it's something that I need to bring out, but it's powerful. So it's one of those things that I still have been holding on to tight. So I'm releasing it this year.
Oh, well, I can already hear how beautiful your voice will be, but I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know. I'm going to ask you something right now then. So okay. I'm actually beginning the first Monday of July on Light on Living. I'm actually going to be doing a music show the first Monday of every month for 3 months. It's going to be Music for the Soul, and we are going to be featuring a song, lyrics, and a guest on a few of those. And I'm asking you if you would honor me and be one of those guests.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me say yes. I will say yes, absolutely, because there's no way. Can anybody in the world say no to Lisa Berry?
Uh-oh.
For
first of all.
Oh, that's so sweet. And, you know, I think that's wonderful. Thank you so much. And you know what? Thank you for making me not feel fearful of asking. But I love it. You said we have to learn how to ask because we're usually good at receiving, but we don't even know how to ask. If you were to, okay, let me, I want to have a little exercise for people. If somebody's sitting listening right now and they're like, gosh, I do want something. So that's where the ask starts. They want something. How would they ask? Is there a certain formula? Like, is there a certain way to ask so that they, A, are asking in a way that's not coming from lack? And is there a way of asking so that it's not fear-based?
Yeah. The first time we ask, and I recommend this, is start with something small. Start with something small and start with people that you feel comfortable with. Because okay. I want you to develop a level of comfortability with asking. But don't take too long. Just ask, even at a restaurant. You know how many, you will be surprised how many people eat the food that they didn't order because they don't want to ask the waiter to change it. Or, you know, there's the other extreme of those who go overboard with the request.
Yeah.
So let's be mindful of our waiters, please. No, but it's just simple things. Like if you go somewhere and you don't know if they play music, ask, do you guys play music here? Put yourself a little bit more on the spot, a little bit more outside your comfort zone. The sooner, the quicker, and the better. Because you're going to be giving yourself a new neural pathway, a new system in your brain that's going to help you and assist you to ask. The first time, remember, I'm telling you, I swear to God, I was shaking like a leaf in front of Dak Canfield. My eyes were watery. I was stuttering a little bit. I was so nervous. I had never asked for something so big to anybody. So thank you, Dak.
Aw, thank you, Jack. Yes, because now look what Abby's doing. So thank you, Jack. You know, I love that you actually just said that it builds new neural pathways because, in fact, confidence, right? That you have to build, you got to build a bridge. That is a huge bridge. And actually, oh my gosh, Abby, I think we came to one of the answers of the thing, building the bridge between spirituality and business. Is it? Oh, I think one of those boards in the bridge is confidence.
Yes. Confidence is a must. Exactly. It's confidence because, you know, the healers are so humble, and we've been so humble. And I remember when one of the times, this is actually funny, and you just hit it on the head, because when they said, you have to take this central position, and I said, oh, my God, but I don't want to become egotistical, you know. And then I just heard, literally heard this voice saying, what are you talking about? You need confidence. There's no way. It was more about needing more confidence than I did. And I still, I will actually have to admit, and I admit that publicly, that building my self-confidence has been a long journey, and I'm still working on it every day. But guess what happens with confidence? When we witness ourselves doing things that are productive or that are positive or that are aligned with our path, we build that confidence. Because confidence comes with evidence. So if you give yourself evidence that you are going to, that you are doing, if you say, I'm going to be in this place or I'm going to be taking the certification and completing it, give yourself the completion. Take the completion, the certificate, and post it. Give yourself the permission to be applauded, to be recognized, because that is going to also build your confidence.
Wow, I can't believe it. You know, I love confidence more in the last minute than I've ever had. You worded it so beautifully. I'm going to have to listen to the replay, actually, because that was incredible. And I love all those steps involved and everything. And I think that's what you're doing. You're building this One Soul Expo to help people in all these networks to build their confidence, to join and unite with others. If Abby, in this final minute, could you just invite everybody where to go, how to do this, and everything to the One Soul Expo as well as to your page and to how they can connect with you?
Absolutely. Please go to onesoulexpo.com to learn more about the expo, to get involved. You can volunteer as well. You can just get the live stream. For those interested on my page, I have Abigail Aguilera Hypnotherapy on Facebook or abigailaguilera.com. That is Abigail Aguilera, like Christina Aguilera, .com.
Yes. And we are still looking for some sponsors, or if you want to be just say, hey, I really want to support everybody doing this. And you want, maybe you want your logo and you want your branded gift out there as a sponsor. So I just want to put that out there too for Abby and her One Soul Expo. And it, Abby, I just thank you so much for sharing this hour with me and everyone listening. And I can't wait for everybody to hear and connect and meet. Come meet me and Abby in Boise, Idaho on July 4th. Oh my goodness. 13th, 14th. Yes. No. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. 13-14 is sponsor and holistic practitioners, anybody in the health and wellness and motivational speakers or just the speakers, authors, they are all welcome.
You're all welcome. I love it. It's just if you just need a little boost in confidence. So thank you again, Abby, so much. I cannot wait to see you, to meet you again in person in 1 month. And thank you all of you for listening to Light on Living. I look forward to seeing all of you again next week and on Facebook and everywhere. Thank you, Abby.
Oh, thank you, Lisa.
Bye, everyone.